Hello, this is Dwayne with more good stuff you really ought to know, and today I'd like to look at the easiest kind of fill that there is. When people start arranging, they think about runs and fills and counter melodies and so on and so forth, but the easiest possible thing is to put in a chordal echo. What does that mean? It simply means what it says, you just echo the chord. If your chord was this, then you echo it. Now, you and I know what an echo is. If you yell down the Grand Canyon, "Hello down there," the echo comes back softer than the shout itself, right? I mean, unless it's magnified, but in normal context, the echoes come back softer. So that's what you should do too. When you echo something, don't make it softer than the thing you're echoing. Don't go like this. I mean, not unless you want a different kind of effect, but that's not really an echo, okay? An echo is what it says it is. You're echoing what was just played. And there's so many opportunities in music to echo because there's so many notes that get more than one beat. Anytime you have a note that gets more than one beat. One, two, three. See that? I had three beats there, so the chord was C major 7th, and I just echoed it an octave higher and an octave higher than that. I went straight up. Now, you can do those echoes in a variety of ways. You could roll them from the bottom up or from the top down, inside out. There's just lots of ways to do it, okay? But that's the simplest way to get started in fills, just chordal echoes. You should know also that there are lots of ways you can use echoes. You're not limited to that, okay? In addition to chord echoes, there's also melody echoes. In other words, in that song I was just playing, here's a melodic echo. You see, I didn't echo the chord, did I? I didn't go, but I echoed the melody, right? Now, echoes, this is not the subject of this little good stuff card, but echoes don't have to be exact either. They can be approximations, okay? In other words, in a melodic echo, I wouldn't have to play the exact three notes in the melody itself. I could take two of those three, for example. You see that? But I took part of it and echoed. Or I could take the shape of the melody, but not the exact notes. Listen. See that? I took the shape of the melody, which was down, 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 right? And played it on different notes, okay? So it's still an echo, but it's an inexact melodic echo. And there are also rhythmic echoes, too. For example, If a melody or if a tune goes bum 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 and you have time, you could, in the next measure, you could come down and go. You kind of find that question and answer kind of thing in a variety of songs, but particularly in gospel kind of things, there's it's like the preacher's preaching and the congregation is responding, okay, and that's called a rhythmic echo, when the echo is a echo of the rhythm, not so much of the melody or of the harmony. Although you could do all of those, those could be combined too. Well, that's just more good stuff you really ought to know to be a good musician. So we'll see you next month.